This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
It's always great to have Mark Fry a part of it, but you don't sing. I sing a little bit. Harrigan's singing. Susie sings. I'm told that in sauerkraut days, in the aughts as a youngster, you were a tremendous singer. Come on, let's go.
I could probably let it go, but I'm not the singing type. I can play guitar and drums and stuff. I just don't sing.
How often do you play the guitar?
Probably every day. Drums? I have a good audience with a 6-month-old girl, so she enjoys every moment of it. But the dog does not like it as much. But
the dog does not. I saw a picture of your daughter on the Instagram the other day. She is gorgeous. Beautiful child.
Very lucky. She just got her first tooth last week. I was on a week of paternity leave. So that greeted us last Monday, the first tooth of the program. So hopefully number two on the way for tooth.
Oh, a child?
No.
Number two?
Tooth number two.
Wow, that would have been a big announcement right here.
News to both of us.
Your paternity week, overrated, underrated, properly rated?
Oh, paternity leave is so underrated, especially because not a lot of people still get paternity leave. My wife had a really good program for maternity leave. I think it was probably a little shorter than what others offer, but it's... You get that week just to spend time and just see how much, like, Hazel grew so much in that week, like rolling over and all this stuff that I wouldn't have seen if she was at daycare. So underrated for sure.
Very nice. Okay, what else do you have, sir?
My overrated, I'm in a weird situation with Venmo right now. I don't know if you're a Venmo user very much, but I got a random Venmo from a stranger on Saturday, and it was like $15, and I've been trying to like report it because I don't want to just take this person's $15.
But, I'll take it.
I was going to say, can't wait for somebody else to chime in.
There's like 15 hoops you have to jump through to contact customer service, and the first email I get about contacting customer service, I'd already done their steps, so I'm just like... Do I just cash it? What do I do? I don't know.
Okay. Text me right now, 651-461. You're on 9226, by the way. You're on Venmo. You're on Zelle. You're on one of these outlets where you can transfer money. And $15 pops in your account. Are you Mark Fry, who's trying to give the money back, or are you Dave Harrigan going, great, I've got the money, I'm keeping the money? Who are you? Are you Fry? Or you Harrigan, 651-461-9226.
Well, it's just very strange because you can see the history of their payments, and they had done it to, like, other people in the past. And they it looked like they had communicated with friends, too, and it's, like, an older guy. So I'm just, like, it just seems, I don't know, it's just very strange.
Dave?
Yes, Chad?
Yeah, I just figured you'd.
Well, this happened to me similar. I think it was, I don't remember how much it was. I think it was more in the 100 to 200 range a couple of years ago. And I didn't cash it, but I didn't report it. And I would, for a few days, was going to play the, hey, let's see what happens kind of game here. And the person did contact me and say, hey, I goofed up. And so I cashed it and deleted my account. No, I sent it back. I was kind.
Yes, I knew you would. All right, what's next?
Properly rated Shane Gillis on Saturday Night Live. So a little backstory. I saw Shane Gillis at Target Center two Saturdays ago, and his openers were just tremendous. But a lot of his monologue, which people are kind of not a fan of from Saturday, a lot of his monologue is what he did at Target Center, which was phenomenal at Target Center. But it was kind of funny to see the turnaround and what he used from his performance there on Saturday. And I still enjoyed most of it. I thought it was kind of, I don't know, it was not as strong of a monologue as I think you would expect on SNL.
I didn't think so either.
I enjoyed it, especially the bits that he did were so good.
Okay. Maybe I'm Carter here. Because by the time I watched the two beers,
yeah,
it had been hyped. I had friends text me. I saw the headlines where it's the funniest bit they've done on SNL in 20 years. I liked it. I laughed. I don't think it was revolutionary. Am I wrong to say this? Am I missing something?
No, you're not. And the thing, like the funniest bit in 20 years, like, come on. That's, I don't think that's true. But
yeah, and I mean, Dave, I enjoyed it. It was good. It had some good lines, but they have something like that every week.
Yes, they do. A couple of beers was good. I thought it was probably the strongest of the few bits I've seen. I actually liked the monologue. I thought the monologue was funny. I thought he was playing the bit. I thought he was playing the I'm dying here bit, knowing that he was going to come back to bring it all around with the callback at the very end.
It is, yeah, it is a bit of what he does. Texter, by the way, saying a scam. Are you sure you're not getting roped in going back to your Venmo where you're going to do this and helping out, and all of a sudden you look at your Venmo and you're down? You normally travel about 10 mil in your Venmo, right? And all of a sudden all your cash is gone,
right? That's, I don't know, I just don't know enough about how I could get scammed on Venmo, but that's the biggest thing.
Just wait. All right, do you have one more?
My underrated was the paternity leave thing. So that was my underrated. Very just nice week. And we got down to Iowa yesterday to see my grandma, so Hazel's great-grandma, who's, I think, 90. So that was cool just to see that, you know, interaction, too. So very good.
Excellent. Excellent. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226. Among those coming in, the programmable coffee maker is underrated. There's nothing quite like having your coffee freshly brewed by the time you come downstairs. Yeah, I'll give you something that's better. Anything on the planet.
Yes.
Anything. Coffee tastes grotesque and smells worse. I can't figure out, Dave Harrigan, Trump and Putin. I can't figure out people loving coffee.
Big coffee, man. They've got a hold on people, and I don't get it. I disagree with you slightly. I believe the taste is worse than the smell.
Yeah, okay, you're right. But they're all, now, Fry, where are you? Are you hypnotized by coffee?
No, I'm
also
not a coffee guy. Not at all. My wife loves coffee, but I just, no.
Grounds for divorce.
So gross.
Divorce.
We're working on
honestly.
It. Honestly. Just kidding.
Tell her she can visit Hazel like once every 6 months or so. By the way, since the trip out here, have not had hot chocolate one single time. I've held up on that part, Harrigan. I've had three Pepsis.
It's good for you. You haven't enjoyed hot chocolate when it's 80 degrees out. We're all very proud of you, Chad. Well done.
But I have hot chocolate.
No, way to go.
You watch me have hot chocolate in the middle of summer in the studio.
Hey, you're stronger than the rest of us. I get it, Jet. No, we're all very proud.
Oh, that's it. That's why I said it. You know, I'm superior to everybody. You know, underrated Texter says clean windows on the house. Well, that's the John Williams blue skies. I used them one time. They were very good. Harrigan. Clean windows in the house. Where do you stand?
I love clean windows. The last time I did them was in the fall, and looking out, that really does make quite a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. Have I mentioned Pella windows?
Yes, you have. But do it again.
Yeah, I'll work it in. I mean, you look outside. Mark Fry, what kind of window cleaner are you?
That's on the to-do list. I did a to-do list over the last week, and it's probably this weekend that's going to happen. I have a bottle of Windex from like 2010 that I'm going to use, so it's nice and ripe.
Harrigan, I think, would take Windex from the Lincoln administration.
Oh, so yeah.
I think you're safe. Harrigan, you can get a side gig as a window washer for the skyscrapers downtown. And it's good money, in or out.
How good are we talking?
Matches your WCCO massive salary.
It could have been a third of the salary I'm in.
Mark, I don't mind heights at all in a plane. The funny thing is, I don't even mind heights. The hot air balloon. There's something about dangling there outside a building, or I think I'm good.
I think you
I think
could
I'll
make
just
it,
be cleaning the windows of my house.
You could make it fun and like dress in a costume each day, like a different one, just look like Spider-Man one day, and I don't know who else the next. But I think you could make it a good time.
You just swing back and forth. You get to stare in everybody's windows.
Okay, it's Come creepy on. Now. It's getting very creepy. More of overrated when we come back on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're right in the middle of overrated, underrated, properly rated. Our friend Lindsey Gentzel back with us in my 15 on what the hell happened with Rare Disease Day and still shining light on it, and an update on Lindsey's health and her trip to D.C. and also how she bumped into someone that if you listen to this show, you know this person. So Gentzel in about 15. What do you have, Dave Harrigan?
I'm going to start with one I can't quite make sense of myself. Hopefully you guys can make sense of it. Dynamic pricing, you're familiar when you're talking, you know, booking, getting a ticket to a show or something like that. You know, the price changes depending on availability and the interest. Dynamic pricing, having it and not having it, both underrated. And I'll explain it by saying back in the summer, I threw dynamic pricing the day of the Green Day show at Target Field. I got a ticket for like $25. It was great. Dynamic pricing also saved me yesterday from a trip to Disney on Ice with my girls that I was considering surprising it, but they wouldn't lower the price from $50. So I said, sorry, girls, we ain't going. Thank you, dynamic pricing and the lack of it. Okay.
$50.
So here's the deal with you.
That's right.
When dynamic pricing is cheap, you like it.
Yes.
But when dynamic pricing is expensive, you don't like it.
They weren't giving me dynamic. I'd been checking for a couple weeks, knowing my wife was going to be busy doing something yesterday. I think, they'd really love the Disney on Ice. They've been talking about it, and I know it's coming this weekend. And I kept checking, and I kept checking. And I said, I'm not paying $150 for the three of us to go when I don't want to be there. And so I gave it one last check. There was a 2:30 show yesterday. One last check at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, thinking, if it's low enough, I'll go with the tickets. We'll hop in the car. We can get there in plenty of time. No, still $50. To hell with you. I'm out.
Mark, Dave Harrigan loves his daughters up to $49.99.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
We found the number right there.
I had to pay for my ticket, too. I wasn't going to leave by themselves.
True.
I did love them enough to go skiing on Saturday. And this was underrated because it was the first time we've gone skiing together as an entire family. I'd taken the youngest a few times this year, the oldest a couple times in previous years. Today, or this weekend, got them and my wife, who hasn't skied in 20 years, all together for a couple hours at Buck Hill. And I was just so happy to be enjoying something that I enjoyed.
Nice.
I skied all the time as a kid. I loved it. And to see them loving it and learning and having a good time, I was on cloud nine.
That's beautiful. If you can find, right, Mark? If you can find something, first of all, if it's something you haven't done in a long time and it reminds you how much you enjoy it, but if somehow you can work other people into it, including your family, that's fantastic.
Only if it's $49.99, though.
So, correct. What did it cost you out there, by the way, cheapskate?
The tickets were $39 each because we went to Buck Hill after 3 p.m. Yes. And the little one's still free because she's under 5, so that's good.
Okay, so she's 7, done.
Yeah,
by the way, somebody went to Disney on Ice, and icing a cup was $20. So I would just think about all the other money you were going to spend.
I spent $50 on beer, on two beers at Target Center 2 weekends ago. So that was gross.
Good beer though.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Bud Light.
unique, can't find it anywhere else.
Rare.
Yeah. Last one I have. It's both underrated and overrated. It's underrated because I like that it annoys you, Chad, but it's overrated on every other level.
Yeah.
The articles that have already started popping up this week about how to handle yourself during daylight saving time,
so
including
ridiculous.
My favorite from the New York Post. The 3 tips this expert can have to maintain your mental health during daylight saving time.
Honestly.
Sleep in or go to bed early. That's your one tip. Yeah. That's all you need. That's your tip. You don't need two more tips. Honestly,
you don't. This is from a diagnosed at Mayo Clinic severe insomniac. It is the bane of my existence. The amount of waste of copy. Mark, if you run, if the newsroom provides us with one single daylight savings time sleeping story, I'm encouraging Brad Lane, all of you, gone.
I think we're out of here. I think we got a 5-part series actually on it. So,
oh my God.
We'll have experts each hour on it.
Wouldn't shock me. Okay, let me chime in. I got a bunch on the Oscars. How Conan is still underrated is one of the crimes against humanity. He was phenomenal. He's almost always phenomenal. The jokes work. He still had enough bits like his show. His timing was right. His self-deprecation was right. Bringing up Kendrick Lamar and Drake in the middle of it was great. The overrated one is I didn't watch a single one of the movies. Like, I'm changing that. No more. I'm back in the movie scene. I'm done with this 5-year absence from movies. But, Dave, I know you're a massive Conan fan. What do you want to say? And also, Mark, where do you stand on Conan?
I thought he was excellent. I thought the monologue to start it was great. The joke about, I can't remember her name, from Amelia Perez and her tweets. I thought that was, just to have the whole crowd is, that one hurt. Yeah. That was tremendous.
Especially for Conan, too, like after his whole network show and stuff and that debacle, just to like keep himself relevant has been great. And the toss to Adam Sandler was so good.
Very funny. Very funny. And again, the number of purists who were all upset because Sandler was wearing what he was wearing. It's a bit. It's a joke. Okay, Adrian Brody, so overrated. Get out of here. Nothing to do with the performance. Okay. 5 minutes and 40 seconds?
Yes.
And lecturing them to pot the music down? Get out of here. Overrated. Mark Fry, you get an award. You're walking up there, and you flip the gum back to your wife. Does she catch it, yes or no?
I think so, probably. I don't know. I would probably just say thank you and get off the stage. I don't want to talk to people that long.
Yeah. I think, Dave, walking up there, you're flipping the gum at me. I'd like, just let it land on the ground. I have to catch the gum?
I thought the gum flip was a nice touch. It was the only part I liked about it.
Yeah. How about the New York Post story where it was Honora's world and we're all living in it. So Demi Moore doesn't win. One story, Dave, works in a body language expert and a lip reader in the same story.
Yes.
Oh, that's so good. Kieran Culkin, his speech, bringing his wife in, Oscars, Emmys, more kids. Really good. A lot. I have a lot more, but let's just keep going here. Dave St. Peter stepping down today as Twins president. Dave St. Peter, underrated. He has been a tremendous Twins employee. Played such an enormous part in getting Target Field done, upgrading Target Field. Dave St. Peter doesn't set the budget, boys and girls. He has to live with it. Dave, by the way, he is not easy on employees. There are tons of employees. We'll back that up. But Dave St. Peter has been a great president for the Minnesota Twins. Kanye is such an overrated piece of bleep. Kanye walking around L.A. with his swastika shirt and giving the Heil Hitler when camera operators see him. And then the term bozo. Mark Fry, I don't think we use the term bozo enough. Where do you stand?
It's a solid
bozo
term. I like that, and calling people dorks is also good. I think bozo is a little stronger than that, but
yeah, Dave, would you rather? I think dork, you're just, I think of that back when I'm kind of in high school. You're awkward. You're uncomfortable. I think bozo, like, it's not vicious, but I was around a lot of bozos the other day, and they were driving me nuts. Where do you stand the word bozo?
Well, when I think bozo, you think clown necessarily.
That's true.
That's why I like calling people just a clown, because bozo was a very popular clown. People liked bozo, had the whole TV show and everything. So I think if you just call somebody a clown, you don't give them that that air of superiority that bozo had over the clown community.
So somewhere when I was referencing these guys who were slowing down my enjoyment on Saturday, when I was calling them a bunch of bozos, somewhere bozo felt elevated, or did he feel besmirched by that?
Well, I don't know about bozo himself, but I think the people you were addressing could have said, you know what? Bozos are very popular. I appreciate you saying
that. Thank you. They took it as a compliment. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One almost hurt me, too. I'm not pleased about that. Thank you, Mark. Excellent work.
They hurt you.
Mark will be back with us.
They try to strangle you with a balloon or something?
No, their drive was 45 yards off target, and it almost hit me in the shin, and then they couldn't play, so we walked off the golf course. It's all about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about me. I mean, it wasn't possible for this drive to be that far to the right.
No, it's not. I could do it.
God, it was impossible. Lindsey Gitzel, back with us in moments on CCO. Lindsey produced this show for a number of years, still our great friend, and Lindsey, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. This is Lindsey Gitzel. Hello, my friend. Hope you're
Hello.
Well. I need to hear where you are, too. Since you were headed to D.C., can you help me understand why Rare Disease Day was canceled?
Well, technically, it was not canceled. It was postponed. Now, whether or not it actually gets rescheduled remains to be seen. This is my statement, and you tell me how I did with this. The people that I worked with the last few months, they are amazing. The staff at the FDA and the National Institutes of Health, and I have full confidence that they are going to do everything in their power to get Rare Disease Day rescheduled. The unfortunate reality is there's a lot happening behind the scenes that I'm not privy to, and I can't base my optimism on that.
Well stated. I'd like to be optimistic. There just was no reason to change it. It shines light on individuals like yourself, Tom Hauser's daughter, Abby, my son, Quentin, and millions across the country who don't fall in a recognizable category. And it helps shine light on potentially funding, greater medical work, doctor availability, understanding. And I hope it comes back because it is needed. You were in D.C. Tell people what the plan was for you to be a part of this and why you flew out to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, so originally I had been invited by the FDA and the NIH back in November to speak at Rare Disease Day, and this was the first year that they were doing a joint effort. So it was a two-day event at NIH in Bethesda, and so because we were going out there already, I connected with this amazing group called Every Life Foundation, which is actually the group that Tom Hauser's daughter Abby works with. So I got to spend time with her and meet her.
Great.
I felt very old being like, "Hi, I know your dad."
Yeah.
But she's wonderful, and she's doing such important work for advocacy. And so we had a day. Tuesday was legislative conference where we walked through some of the biggest issues affecting the rare disease community. And then on Wednesday, we went to Capitol Hill, and we had five meetings. We met with both Senator Smith's office and Senator Klobuchar's office, as well as staffers from Representative McCollum's office, Representative Morrison's office, and then Representative Omar's office. So just talking about our story and how we're being affected by the funding freezes and the concern over clinical trials. And I know you're in the overrated, underrated, properly rated phase right now. So I'm just going to say it. Science, underrated.
Yes. People believing in science. Science allowing individuals like yourself and Abby Hauser and millions of others to have a breakthrough. We've talked about what you're facing before multiple times, and I know you're on with Adam and Jordan a couple weeks ago, but for the folks who aren't aware, give them the summation and then tell them where you're at today.
Yeah, so I have a rare autoimmune disease that attacks my muscles. And essentially, my body is attacking my muscles. My muscles are breaking down. There's a ton of inflammation. There's a ton of muscle loss. There's a ton of weakness. How I tell people, like, the way to envision it is they're being attacked, and then as they're breaking down, they're dissolving into my bloodstream. And so then that's creating problems for my liver, my kidneys. I've got something called interstitial lung disease, which you know from your experience with Q, these rare diseases, just they get this little, like, grab bag of fun, and there's no real rhyme or reason why anything goes together. I've got something called mechanics hands, which are these incredibly painful cuts on my fingers. I have never experienced pain like the pain I experience from these tiny little cuts, and nothing seems to help. They're just awful. And so, yeah, I'm in an okay place right now. I'm not the worst I've been, and I'm not the best I've been, but I'm waiting to find out if I get into a clinical trial that's showing great results for people who have the same illness as I do.
So tell me more about the cuts. Is it all of a sudden you wake up and you have these cuts? Is it during the day? How does this happen, and how do you deal with that part of the pain?
So they're caused because the skin on my fingers starts to thicken, and then they just crack. So they're called mechanics hands because they resemble the hands of somebody who does manual labor, which a certain boyfriend who's also a boat mechanic got quite the kick out of the fact that he is now dating someone with mechanics hands. Yes. And it happens all the time. I mean, I had one split open in the middle of the night last night. In all honesty, I was awake at 1 a.m. My hands were in so much pain, I have to get up and wrap them in gauze and lidocaine gel, like a wound lidocaine gel for the pain, because it's nerve pain. And then I now understand why they always joke about using paper cuts as a form of torture, because I'm experiencing it on a daily basis, and it is awful. And so I don't use my phone as much because using my hands is awful. Getting them wet just dries them out more. So I'm really holding out hope on this clinical trial. Like, I'm not trying to put all my eggs into one basket, but man, they are in that basket.
I can't fault you. This is our friend Lindsay Gensel, produced the show for a number of years, talking about her battle. Okay, so how soon would you find out if you're accepted in this clinical trial? And from what you know now, what would take place?
So I will know by Wednesday if I am accepted into the clinical trial. John and I are actually on our way out to Denver right now for a few days of screening, and they're essentially making sure that I'm sick enough to be in the trial, but I'm not too sick. There's like this little perfect gray area I want to land in. So I'm really hoping to nail this test. And it's very strange because I'm really good at people pleasing, but this is something I have no control over. So if I am accepted, I actually would take part in the first part of the trial on Friday. And the trial that I'm doing, and if you are someone who is into science and medicine, look this up. It's called CAR T cell therapy. And this is the next wave of medical research. I've read articles where they talk about CAR T cell therapy being the potential cure for type 1 diabetes. It is incredible. And they've been doing this in Europe for many years already. And there are patients who have what I have who are in remission for 2+ years. And so they'll take my T cells. My T cells go to a lab. Very smart people work on them, and then they come back and they get put back into my body. And if all goes well, everything is supposed to go back to what it was before I got sick.
I mean, that would be a miracle.
A miracle, fully a miracle.
Right. I mean, for you, just knowing you, talking to you, following you from some of the hardest parts, the excruciating parts, the saddening parts, the what is going to happen to me next parts, if this could all come to fruition, there better be the biggest bash ever at your place.
Oh, you have no idea. I'm sitting right now just like trying not to sob because you know, I joke about putting all my eggs into one basket, but when you feel so hopeless and you try to keep on, you know, a smile and you try to be positive and you are in pain every day and then there's this little glimmer of hope. Oh my goodness, it is so needed right now.
Yeah.
But I'm also trying to be realistic, and it's this weird place of not trying to be too invested. And yeah, I know you get it. Like, I know that you of all people completely understand.
Yeah.
But yes, Razor,
I see this with
for sure.
Yeah, I see this with Quentin all the time. I know this isn't easy for you, but you have battled this. Insurance has been on, it's been off, it's been on, it's been off, it's way more off. I know some people have been helping you out. If people listening are touched by this, and I hope they are, and they wanted to help you out financially, what can they do?
Well, that's so kind of you, yeah. We had a GoFundMe that we started, and it's linked on my website, lindseygensel.com. And if we get into this clinical trial, I'll have to move to Denver for 4 to 5 weeks. So figuring out the finances on that is something that will be on our list of figuring things out. And I am so lucky. I have the most amazing support people. I have my incredible partner, John. I have incredible friends like you, Chad, and just the people who, you know, give me a platform to just talk about rare diseases, but also my experience. And, you know, I think people forget it's 1 in 10 Americans have a rare disease. I joke, rare disease and need like a marketing overhaul because the word just throws people off. But it's
true. Exactly.
They're not as rare as you think they are. It does not mean unaffected.
Yes.
It just means that we haven't figured out a lot about them yet.
It's for almost everybody listening, Lindsay, it's someone in your life. Maybe it's someone very close to you, like you, or obviously my son, or a friend, or a friend's cousin. It is not that uncommon. It is not that rare. We have the ability in this country to do amazing things. We need to empower the right people. We need to believe in medical science. We need to continue to fund this at truly an astronomical way. When we're talking, I get it, Doge and cutting government, but I see a lot. Hey, let's use some of that excess money that we're going to save. Bravo, let's do it, and let's help our wife, our husband, our friend, our son, and allow people to live the life that we all want to live. I will be thinking of you. I hope this week goes incredibly well for you. I hope you're in Denver for 6 weeks and come back and the police end up coming to your place because we're having so many people over there celebrating what's going on.
I love it. I love it. Yes. Manifest that. Put it out to the universe for me.
Let's do it. All right. Only love to you. Thanks. Lindsay Gensel, right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Your Lindis Construction Time Check. We're about 152. Let's go with that. Time to get free installation labor on LeafGuard brand gutters before the spring hits. We will talk next hour about this possibility. President Tim Walz. Yeah, Tim Walz with a longtime, very recognizable, highly acclaimed journalist, David Remnick, New Yorker Radio Hour. Tim Walz using phrases about running for governor as certainly consider. Think I could offer something. Circumstances right. I'll do whatever it takes. Tim Walz as a presidential candidate. Talk about that at 2:35. Our friend Chip Scoggins winning more awards for his brilliant work. Chipper is with us at 2:05 since we're talking Rare Disease Day and everything that Lindsay's facing. I mentioned Q a couple times. I'll brag on my son and just talk about my son. I have three sons. And Michael from Carla's relationship, my relationship with Carla, is just like a son to me. And I love them all. Q is unique because he what he faces and how he faces it. He has Dirk 1A. When we first found out years ago that Quinton had Dirk 1A, there were a couple hundred. Over 800 now. Quinny has intellectual delays. He is autistic. He has gastro issues. He had double leg surgery where he did not walk for 6 months. He is an epileptic. And he has an uncertain life expectancy. We had a summer where all the kids who died from Dirk 1A are either noticeably younger than Quinton, or one child close in age who looks like he could be Quinton's twin. And I say this a lot, and I mean this with every single fiber of my body. My youngest son is my hero. He has been in a much better position for an extended period of time with some medication adjustments and with some other areas that really cannot be quantified. The seizures have dramatically slowed down. And there are people in this world who have seizures, no exaggeration, 50 to 100 times a day. Quinton was never in that position. Quinton was our surprise child. And Quinton suffered in so many areas from failure to thrive and wouldn't bottle feed and wouldn't nurse feed and was just in pain and awful reflux and then bringing epilepsy into it. Q's never going to live a single day on his own. I am immensely fortunate to have a phenomenal relationship with my ex-wife. Kathleen is as good a mom as this planet has. And while our marriage did not end, we're borderline best friends. Part of the reason why I'm in California with Kathleen and Q is because Q's health. Q's able to do so many more things out here in with this climate than he is in the winter Minnesota. And Brad Lane trusts me to do my job. And he knows I get up early and I keep working later and allows Quinton, I almost said Clinton, that's what my father would say so often, to flourish. And if everything works out right, we're coming back here again next year. And when life is at its hardest, my son is at his kindest. He has a smile on his face. He asks you how you're doing. He shares about his dog, Charlie. He shows you the slot games he loves or the fountains that he loves or tells you about his brothers. And we're going to have to take a break here pretty quick or else I'm going to start crying. But this world is better when we have more people like my son, Quinton. And I am massively lucky to have him in my life. And I never take that for granted. CBS and Mark Fry next.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.